This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
What are a couple principles that you follow that have helped you? Because you have a track record for success. Are there two or three things that stand out to you that this is the way you do business and the way you go to market?
So one of the things I did, I have an existing book out in the marketplace called Buy Now, which recounts some of the backstory behind some of the companies and brands that I mentioned. But one of the things that has really struck me and I bring out in the book is that even though we started doing this marketing way back, and this will sound like ancient history to many of your listeners, in 1989, the GoPro was relatively recent. And so we've found that there's certain fundamental, what I call branding principles, that we like to follow whenever we launch a new product. And some of these are basic things you might learn in marketing school, which I never went to. And so I kind of had to learn them by trial and error, but I've been really impressed with how many of these basic, I call them my five keys to building a great brand. And the first one is developing a powerful USP or unique selling proposition. What makes your product or business different than any other product out in the marketplace? And when I say different in a better way that would attract customers. And if you can start with identifying that, you're a long way in having success in marketing the product. And just to give you an example of, a USP for the Sonicare, the challenge with the Sonicare toothbrush when it came out was it was a $150 toothbrush when the most expensive toothbrush at the time, most of the toothbrushes being sold were $1 and $2 you could buy at a drugstore. And I think there might have been an electric toothbrush. It was like $29 or $39. Well, why would a consumer pay $150 for a toothbrush when they didn't understand the technology? And so the USP that we created for that product basically was built on the Sonic technology, but it had the ability to clean beyond the bristles. And that way we could claim a space that nobody else was in. And what was the benefit to the consumer? The fact that it could reach in the nooks and crannies between your teeth and kill the bacteria that caused gum disease. And once we were able to tell that story, product sales just took off for the Sonicare.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.